The first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden. He took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be distressed and agitated. He said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going on a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." To imitate Jesus more perfectly in his agony, you could say your rosary more slowly, so that what is said of our Lord when he was in agony of prayer may be said of you: he prayed all the longer.
The meaning of words can change over time. One example is the word agony. Today, agony means sufferings of all kinds, physical and mental. Before the 17th century, it meant something quite different. Agony was used to describe a place of contest, a place of battle, which originates from the Greek word agon. In Latin, the word for agony is agora, which refers to a marketplace or public square. Therefore, the first sorrowful mystery, the agony of Jesus in the garden, ties together three ideas. First, agony as a place of contest. Jesus' struggle reminds us that life is a battleground between the forces of good and evil. Jesus' love for humanity was repaid with betrayal, abandonment, rejection, and ingratitude. At the same time, Jesus' conversation with the Father calls our attention to the stamina, the energy we need for life's journey, which comes to us through prayer. Second, agony as a public square. Observing Jesus in the garden is a reminder that the Christian life is a public witness to Christian values and virtues exemplified in the life of Jesus. Sometimes these values may be in total conflict with the morals of our society. Third, agony as suffering. The pain and anguish of Jesus in the garden reveal the salvific necessity of suffering. Here, suffering implies the training required for a competition or a contest. The Mount of Olives is Jesus' training ground before the contest ahead of him, which is his passion and death. Suffering is a part of human existence, and we often have our share of suffering in our lives, big or small. As we join Jesus in the garden, we witness that it is okay to ask God to take our sufferings away. But in doing so, we must leave the window of God's will always open. The first sorrowful mystery challenges us to ask these questions. How prepared are we for the battle of life? How often do we accept the will of God, even if it is contrary to our own desires? And like the apostles, are we willing to accompany our friends on their journeys? And do you fall asleep at the crucial moments of that journey?
Join us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.